My Mac Podcast number 100.
The next generation of radio. It's the MyMac.com podcast.
Thanks for downloading the 100th episode of the MyMac.com podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Small Dog Electronics, Innotech.com, Roxio, Microsoft, Pods Plus, and Miglia Technology. Special thanks to Apple Computer for allowing us to record much of this podcast in their Grand Rapids, Michigan Apple Store on September 23rd. Guy Searle joined me in the Grand Rapids, Michigan Apple Store on September 23rd, and we had a live show from 3 to 4 p.m. It was a lot of fun, and you're going to hear a lot of that podcast that was recorded that day right here on this show. But that's not all we're going to play. Over the last 6 months or so, I've been asking some of our special guests that we've had interviewed on the podcast what it means to be a Mac user. We've also asked the staff of MyMac.com, what does it mean to be a Mac user? When you tell someone you're a Mac user, what's that mean to you? So we're going to play those clips throughout the show as well as our Apple Store coverage. And we're going to kick things off right now with John Farr. John Farr, what does it mean to be a Mac user?
Hi, everybody. John Farr from Taos, New Mexico. Supposed to say what the Mac means to me. Well, I think one of the best places to look is on the internet, where you won't find pictures of people unpacking PCs. Think about it. Now, probably hard to play and make up things to say. But I just wanted everyone to hear a little bit of this Gil 12 string, because that reminds me of what it's like to use a Mac. It's the whole experience. John Modellaro wrote a column a few years back. Called Mac Chi. It was all about Mac Chi. That's some kind of energy that you ought to be experiencing right now, and you would be if you were using your Mac. Boy, it's hard to make up words and play. But the thing is, using a Mac involves the whole experience of computing, and Steve Jobs knows that. I just want to get up in the morning and turn the damn thing on and do something. You know, boot up that Mac and take off. Well, that's how it is anyway. I've used these things since, 1984, is that possible? When they're just a little bitty box and the LC2 with a color monitor cost, and 8 megabytes of extra RAM cost thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars, Jesus, man. Whew. I think I'll play some more. See, a Mac's just like this. You just want to pick it up and do something. about it. If you're waiting for real music, you're going to have to wait until I can just play and not try to make up words at the same time, because you forget the chords and it all just goes to hell. But happy 100th podcast, my Mac.
Recorded live September 23rd at the Apple Store in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Tim Robertson.
And I'm Guy Searle.
And this is our 100th podcast.
Yeehaw!
Looks like, I don't know, what do you think is the most popular thing people are looking at today, Guy?
I would have to say that the table with all the laptops,
seems to be the most popular. The MacBooks seem to be gaining a lot of attention from everybody who walks in the door.
And rightly so.
Let's hook him up with a ticket.
Do you have a ticket?
Oh, he's got a ticket. He's all ready.
Herzlichen Glückwunsch zur 100. MyMac Podcast Episode. Jungs, macht weiter so, denn es macht wirklich Spaß, euch wöchentlich zuzuhören. Hello, my name is Klaus Wolf. I'm a MyMac.com writer based in Germany. A little while ago, Tim asked all of us to let him know what it meant to us to be Mac users. I've been contemplating the question, and I believe the easiest way to answer it is to tell you why I chose to buy a Macintosh computer. A little over 1 year ago, I was going to get rid of my Windows-based laptop. I would be on business trips for a week or two at a time and come back just to find that I had to patch my system, update virus and spyware definitions just to look at my emails and do so safely. So I started looking for Linux machines, and obviously there are not too many out there, so I considered building one myself. You know, get the case, get the motherboard, just put everything together and install Linux on it. And I've been contemplating that, but I thought, well, it's not perfect yet. So I started looking at Macintosh computers. I had used one for work before and I liked what they do. And I looked at the Mac Mini and I found it's tiny. It's awesome. It fits on my desk and I have very little space for computers. So that's a very big plus. It looks stylish, so it doesn't look ugly. It's a nice little box. And most important of all, while I was looking for a computer to just do emails and surf the web, it could do so much more, even though it's G4 PowerPC based. So, what I got was a machine that's perfectly able to do my emails and the web surfing I want to do, but also started to allow me to experiment with features and tools that will allow me to work with my pictures and little videos and other multimedia applications and do so with wonderful ease and convenience. Not that there was anything I couldn't do on a PC if I really wanted to, but it's the convenience and how everything comes together. So for me, being a Mac user means a lifestyle choice, a computer that's small, that fits my lifestyle, but also a computer that's feature-rich enough to let me experiment and come up with new ideas.
All right, one of the first things we want to give away today is the Harmony Audio from Megillia.
And this is really, really cool.
This is awesome. Guy, why don't you draw a number
Out
of our great...
I'm not looking. Tim can verify. Okay. I am not looking.
It's completely...
random. Yeah. Okay, the first winning number is 690041.
41.
Who has 690041? This is for the Harmony Audio. This is a really, really nice product. Wow, she... Wait. Hold it. I'm going to verify this. 690041. I had to check because she looks shady. Okay.
Let's do one more.
All right, how about the Microsound?
Yeah, we'll give a couple of these.
This
away.
Is a little speaker system for the iPod Nano or the iPod Shuffle.
And this is from Megillia as well.
This is a really nice product. No charge for any of this. Once again, I am not looking. My voice is breaking, but I am moving on. Okay, 690028. All right, hey, and you were just standing there, and you won. That's how easy it is.
Hey guys, Donnie here. Being a Mac user means being part of a community. If you visit an Apple store, especially during an opening, you'll see this. Total strangers just start talking to you out of the blue about their Mac, their iPod, whatever. If you spend time at a Genius Bar, you'll see this even more. Last time I was there, I made a contact for a friend of mine at an art gallery. Just sit there talking to people, waiting for help. You meet friends, meet new people. Also, look at how many Mac-themed websites there are out there. Can you say this about other computer? I don't think so. So, there you go. Being a Mac user means being part of a community. Talk to you soon.
So with all the news lately with Apple releasing movies on the iTunes Music Store, that's obviously gaining a lot of attention. Do you think that movies are going to do for Apple what songs did in the iTunes Music Store?
I think movies is going to be huge.
Do you think it's going to be bigger than music, or do you think it's going to approach it?
Just in file size alone, it's going to be a lot bigger.
Think so?
Well, you know, we were kind of talking about this last night, and I didn't get a chance to expound on it a little bit. One of the things that people keep talking about with movies is that with the file size is so much bigger, and you know, not everybody has broadband, how is this going to work out?
Exactly.
And you know, I kind of look at it from the standpoint of look what was going on 10 years ago as far as your online speeds go. You know, everybody was going, ooh, 56K, that's really, really great.
Right.
You know, and now people, if they have either cable or if they have DSL broadband, they're looking at anywhere from 1.5 to 6 or 7, you know, megs of download speed.
And it's not and, taking as long, absolutely.
Right, and file compression is getting better, so the files are getting smaller and the pipes are getting bigger.
You know, as we stand here, I noticed that we've got a long-time listener and friend of the show, Rick Stringer, who's over there looking at the Harmony Audio.
And not paying any attention to us
right.
whatsoever.
I think we should get Rick over here.
Rick!
Rick Stringer, come on over. We're gonna put you on the show, Rick.
Oh, no, not that.
Rick Stringer, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Rick Stringer. I'm the producer of the Variant Frequencies podcast.
So how's Variant Frequencies? It's not like you guys get any attention. You never win anything.
No.
Yeah, not like mymac.com.
No, we just very recently won a Parsec Award.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow, thanks. That's great.
Thank you. That is for excellence in speculative fiction and podcasting. One of our stories won best short fiction.
And what was that story?
It was called Absolution Insured.
And are you in the process of doing one right now?
We're always in the process
are
of doing
Are we in
stories.
The story right
oh,
now,
oh,
I think is the
Oh, no, no.
Ah, nuts.
But maybe we could come up with something.
Yeah, there you go. It's called The Short Guy. Guy is, what are you,
6'5"? I'm just a shade under 6'6", but only when I stand.
And Rick is?
6'4".
And I'm 4'11", so.
So, well, that's why we had to use three different mics.
That's right. A lapel mic, and I get to hold it in my hand.
Hey, Tim and Chad, this is Bakari. Finally got around to calling, and just want to say you guys are doing a really great job with the podcast. I don't have a chance to listen to it every week like I would like to, but I do pull it out every once in a while, and just kind of, you know, it's good to kind of keep up on what's going on. But really doing a great job. I like to enjoy listening to you. You guys have just really worked together really well. As you know, I'm kind of nervous. I don't really do this too well, but I wanted to call in terms of the celebration of the 100th podcast, and I think you guys have talked about, you know, calling in about what makes a good Mac person, or what is it that, you know, you like most about Macs. And for me, you know, Macintosh or Apple is about really just creativity. I got my first Mac back in about 1990 when I was in college. And really didn't know too much about the difference between, you know, Apple and PC and all that, but just knew that I needed a computer back then. But when the iMovie came out and the kind of the iLife program started coming out, that really kind of just got me interested in self-expression and wanting to just kind of be creative. And that's something that I kind of stopped doing for a while. And for me, you know, the Apple and Mac kind of opens up that whole thing. The whole software just opens up that whole creative opportunities for people. And it does it in a pretty affordable way, you know, and from my point of view. And so that's really, I think, what being a Mac person is all about is creativity, being able to express yourself and being able to do it with some style, being able to do it, you know, in a cool way. And I think that Apple is doing a really good job of just, you know, bringing things out that really make people, you know, just kind of get excited about, you know, being on the computer and doing things. It's not just about having some technology, but being able to really express yourself. And so I hope they continue to do that. I know that there's a lot of competition and the market situation and all that, but I just really hope that they continue to bring out creative tools that people can use. And I also want to encourage people who are listening to the MyMac.com and coming onto our site to read our articles and things like that. I really appreciate that. I enjoy writing for MyMac and being able to just kind of write about things that I'm interested in and have a passion for, and that really helps me to learn, actually. You know, every time that I write an article, I learn something new because it forces me to kind of think about what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and how I'm doing it and how other people might use this particular book or software. And so that's really exciting to work on the MyMac team. And also, you know, for the first time to be able to come to MacWorld last year as a journalist, that was really great as well. And look forward to continuing to write. And I want to encourage our readers on MyMac.com to, you know, come in and just, you know, make some comments, get some feedback, tell us what you are interested in, what you want to hear more about or read more about, because I like to communicate with the audience. So anyway, Tim and Jad, just really keep up the good work and appreciate what you're doing. I hope you can figure out how to edit everything that I just said. But talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
One of the other big things from Apple, of course, is the iTV.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dying to see one in person.
All I've seen are the pictures. And
that
really
doesn't tell us a lot.
Right. And what I've heard, you've got the HDMI output.
Right.
You've got the component video output. You've got the either the analog or digital audio output.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, let's face it, what they're kind of targeting this for or what they're kind of positioning this for.
The high-tech geeks.
High-tech geeks.
That's exactly right.
But in order for it to be successful, it has to have that Apple spin to where it's easy to use and you don't have to be a computer expert to use it.
You know, one of my concerns at the moment, though, is that home networking really isn't set up for the speeds to transfer video wirelessly to any device.
Well,
you're going to have a big bottleneck, or it's going to have to cache the information quite a bit.
Well, what I was reading online just the other day was that, I think, Robert, you were talking about this on the last podcast, that Robert Iger had let slip that it was going to have some internal storage. And, you know, what he didn't say was whether that was going to be like a 1.8-inch or a 2.5-inch hard drive or whether that was going to be some kind of flash storage.
Well, we're going to have to find out. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be a hard drive. Simply from this thing's only going to cost $250.
Well, $299.
Is it $299?
Yeah, it was $299.
Okay.
But at the same time, if it's just going to be used for cash, how much storage do they actually need?
That's true. Absolutely.
What being a Mac user means to me, this is Roger Bourne. It's a cult. I like that. A cult is a cohesive group of people, often relatively small and devoted to beliefs and practices the surrounding culture or society considers to be far outside the mainstream. It's a friends group on the edge, doing things differently from anyone else. In fact, that's our motto, think different. There are advantages, you know. Why follow the herd? Better to drink upstream from the herd, right? Why live with a herd mentality? Why live where there is a lack of production and insecurity? Why live where your computer breaks down and you can't get answers? Macintosh computers from Apple are much better than the diaspora of PCs out there. The hardware is better. The operating system is far better to any other kind of computer, both in function and execution. That goes for their office and their creative suites as well. Even Microsoft apps work better on the Mac. As for reliability and security, even the government acknowledges that Macs are superior. So who wouldn't want to be a Mac user? In fact, the mainstream are taking notice of the Mac. Soon it will not be a cult anymore. It will be likely the mainstream of computing in America. And when that happens, watch what happens to America's productivity and to the security of our computing systems. America is going to soar on the Mac. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
For those who don't know, we're with the MyMac.com website. We're doing our 100th podcast right here today. We're going to...
Hey, all right! And I didn't prompt them at all.
No! We can put the applause sign down now. We got to keep giving stuff away, though.
Yeah, we got lots more stuff.
And we're here with Bruce G of G3.com. And the question is, Bruce, what does it mean to you to be a Mac user as opposed to a PC user?
Yeah, I think what makes a Mac user different from a PC user is how they describe what they do with their computer. You know, people, when they say they're Mac, they say they love their Mac. They love using their Mac, and it's sort of like their friend. A PC, you ask a PC user, and a PC is a tool. It's like a hammer. Who loves a hammer? No one loves a hammer. You know, but everyone loves their Mac. I think that's what makes a Mac user a Mac user, is that personal bond that they establish with their computer, that it's more than just you know, a computer. It's a companion. It's a friend. It's it means a whole much. It establishes this emotional bond with an inanimate object type of relationship.
Okay, well, right. I was delighted to be here, and I can't wait to come back here to Grand Rapids
before
again.
Before we leave,
I
got to talk to the lady who made it happen.
Who made this all possible. She is to blame. She gets all the credit.
This is all your fault. You got to talk, though. You can't be quiet.
Come on, you got to tell us your name.
Lori Boss.
Lori Boss.
Who, Boss.
Boss?
With a V.
No, it is the boss.
Oh, Lori Boss.
With the boss the whole time.
Who is the manager of the Grand Rapids Apple Store. We just want to say thank you so very much for inviting us here and, you know, letting our typical nonsense go on.
It was great having you. Yeah. We'll do it again.
Yeah, this is fun. This is a lot of fun. Now, let me ask, what's it feel like to sell Apple products, both obviously iPods and Macintosh computers? Is it... Were you an Apple person before, or was it you kind of fell into them and went, holy crap, what are these people I'm dealing with every day?
No, it's wonderful. It's great introducing people to the platform, and the products are
fabulous. Let me ask you something. Do you get a lot of first-time or like long-time PC users come in and start saying, well, what's all this I hear about the Mac, and, you know, and they don't know anything about the platform, and they end up walking out with a Macintosh computer?
All the time.
What would you, in just in general terms, what would you say the breakdown is between first-time users and long-time? Just general.
Oh, I don't know.
Quite a few, though, I would imagine.
Wow, that's, and it's great, and this is why, you know, let's face it, this is why Apple opened up these stores.
Absolutely.
Is because when they were selling them through other outlets that won't be mentioned, you know, they had people there who didn't care. So they would just throw machines up on the floor, and you'd walk by, and stuff wouldn't be working.
Now, did you come from a retail background? Is the Apple Store, working the Apple Store, totally different than any other kind of retail experience that you've come from, or is it similar?
Probably from my last one, but as far as the cultural piece, that's what differentiates.
You think it? What would you equate the average Apple customer to? Do you think that's more like a Mercedes-Benz type of customer, a person that always goes to a Mercedes-Benz dealer, or do you think it's? Do you see more general public in here, or do you see more hardcore Apple?
No, I think it's the average computer user looking for an alternative.
Right.
The frustration they face.
On Windows every day.
Right. Yeah, so absolutely. Well, thank you for allowing us to come in and bug you guys for an hour, and we hopefully will see you soon.
Great.
I'm Tim, signing off from the 100th podcast.
And I'm Guy Searle.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Bye-bye.
And as we're asking all of our guests for this show, up next is Bill Palmer. Bill Palmer, what does it mean to you to be a Mac user?
Being a Mac user means you're the rare computer user that actually enjoys using your computer, and you almost always have the world's latest technological advancements delivered to you in incredibly usable form.
Hello, this is Bruce Black, the one you know me as. What being a Mac user means to me is simply I have the very best operating system, the most fun to use system, and the very nicest designed hardware by the most innovative company in the technology business. And yes, I really do mean that. So, hope that helps some people out. Talk to you later. Goodbye.
Yep. Well, that's about it. If you're waiting for real music, you're going to have to wait until I can just play and not try to make up words at the same time, but you forget the chords and it all just goes to hell. But happy 100th podcast, my Mac.
Thanks for downloading the MyMac.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast at our RSS feed at MyMac.com or by visiting the iTunes Music Store's podcast section. Please send all feedback to MyMacPodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the MyMac.com podcast.